Welcome to Rhema for Today.
So actually, a better term for us, and we still refer to it because out of tradition and talking and growing up with these terms, and many of us have grown, I grew up with the term Holy Ghost. And I'll catch myself still using the term Holy Ghost. Many times I try to stop myself and use Holy Spirit, but many times I will use the term Holy Ghost. How many of you do the same thing?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, The Person of the Holy Spirit. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
So, if you begin to look at this, you can see that he has these different personal attributes. He's susceptible to personal treatment. He can be lied to in Acts 5:3. He can be resisted in Acts 7:51. He can be blasphemed, Matthew 12:31 and 32. He can be grieved, Ephesians 4:30. He can be quenched, 1 Thessalonians 5:19. See, these are dealing with, and if you will notice, they are dealing with personal activities that are ascribed to the Holy Spirit, are relegated to the Holy Spirit as part of His character, as part of His personality traits. We talk about people who have personality traits. Well, you can grieve the Holy Spirit. He is a person. And that's what I want to influence you and bring home to you, is the fact that He is a person and He should always be referred to as He and not it. Many people speaking when they're praying with somebody to receive the Holy Spirit and the anointing of the Spirit comes, they say, there it is. Anybody ever heard that? Now, they understand. I mean, they don't mean it in any disrespectful way whatsoever. They're just trying to get the person to recognize that the Holy Spirit is there, but it is a wrong way to say it. It should be said, there He is. He has come. Now yield to Him and let Him manifest Himself. So be careful about saying it when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now, as we begin to look at the Holy Spirit, I want you to notice that the Holy Spirit has names. So, He is not different from the God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father had different names that He was referred to as. Is that right? Jesus had different names that He was referred to by. Look at this. Christ was called Jesus, Redeemer, Savior, Son of God, Son of Man, Prince of Peace, Word of God, Bridegroom, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Apostle, High Priest, Shepherd, and so on. Actually, as you begin to look into this, you will see that the various names indicate the various functions and relationships of which He possessed. Now, go back into the Old Testament, Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom, and all and on you go. But what each name simply was talking about the same God, but just a different side of Him, which you needed at the particular moment. See, Jesus has also been referred to as the healer. But you see, there was a time in my life I needed Jesus the Savior. And then I needed Jesus the healer. Same Jesus, just showing a different characteristic of the various functions in which he operates. See, we understand some of these things. You see, some people teach these things and they become so intellectual in teaching it that sometimes you lose the perspective of it. And I could have got up here tonight and told you that we are now going to... Now, I'm going back a few years, to 1959. And I was assembled in a class. And a man walked out. We were in a big auditorium class because it was a huge class. He said, "Today we shall begin a study of pneumatology. And in this study, we will intellectually and scientifically explore pneumatology and his attributes and what all is involved with him." That's a theological class. He simply told us that we were going to sit down and we were going to study the Holy Spirit, and when it was all done, we would find out who he was and how he operated and all of that. That's all it was. But it's a bunch of big words. Thank God that some of us, you know, have had the opportunity to study, and we can throw the big words around and the $50 words and so forth and so on. But, you know, I had a friend of mine tell me that some of my relatives said they went to a certain, it was a Pentecostal church, and they went to a certain church, and they said that they loved their preacher, but they needed to take a dictionary with them along with their Bible to understand his sermon. But what we're trying to do is to get you to understand that we are going to endeavor to study about the Holy Spirit and learn some things about the Holy Spirit. Now, hundreds of years ago, when they translated the King James Version, Holy Ghost was a most reverent term and was used. When you said Holy Ghost, it was very reverent. It was a term that was adequate for the day. The original word that it is being translated from simply actually is conveying the idea of wind or breath. And today, in our minds, the better word is spirit. Not just for us that are born again, but period, for people in general, in the word, the better word is spirit. And, you know, it sounds better to us when we're talking about an invisible something, we deal with the term spirit. That's why it is very, very good for you in your studies and your personal reading to find a Bible that you understand and can read better and understand it better. But then, in so doing, all, you know, check it against several different translations to make sure that they're carrying the proper thoughts and that they're not leaving out parts. Hello? Because we have so much in the King James, and it's a beautiful poetic prose type language, and it reads, you know, very, very fluently, and it reads good, but half the time we don't understand it. So actually, a better term for us, and we still refer to it, because out of tradition and talking and growing up with these terms, and many of us have grown, I grew up with the term Holy Ghost. And I'll catch myself still using the term Holy Ghost. Many times I try to stop myself and use Holy Spirit, but many times I will use the term Holy Ghost. How many of you do the same thing? Now, how many of you grew up using the term Holy Ghost? It's just a matter of a semantical play on words, but probably today for us the better term is Holy Spirit. If you want to use Holy Ghost, that's all right. Okay? But I just thought I'd throw that in because that was a little interesting.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We are also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Once again, worldwide homecoming,
yes,
at Winter Bible
so excited.
Seminar. It's coming up fast. It's February 16th through the 21st, a Sunday night through a Friday. And
yes,
on Sunday night, there's one service at 6 p.m. But on Monday through Friday, it's 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30 a.m. And then a 7:30 p.m.
service.
7 p.m. service.
Yes. And you know, the world is coming home. A lot of the graduates from
all over the world.
Yes.
300 and something odd of them all over the world.
Yes.
And there will be on Thursday night, it's a special time. There will be a parade of flags.
Yes.
You just got to be here to see it and experience that. And it's right here on the Rhema USA campus. Just go to rhema.org/WBS,
yes,
and you can get all the information.
That's right. And there's some special leadership,
yes,
training,
yes,
for those working in the children's area, the youth area, the music and the media area. There's 9 hours that week of training for you. It's all free. And so we encourage you to come. And then, of course, at nighttime, we have children's services for those that are infants through the fifth grade.
Yes.
And just lots and lots of things.
Lots of things going on.
That's right.
Well,
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.